The house is mine. When my parents divorced, things got messy. Not in the shouting match, plate-smashing kind of way, no. My dad was quiet, cold, calculated. My mom moved on quickly. Met someone new, and before I knew it, she and her new husband were living in what used to be our house. At first, I thought I was just a leftover. The kid caught in between. I stayed in my room, minded my business, watched the smiles around the dinner table that didn't quite feel real. My stepdad started calling the shots, what I could and couldn't do, who I could bring over, how I should contribute if I was going to stay there. My mom didn't stop him. She backed him. And eventually, they told me to leave. Maybe it's time you figure things out on your own. She said, her arms folded, her new wedding ring glinting. Yeah, he added, you're old enough to stand on your own two feet. I didn't say much, just nodded, packed a bag, walked out. But what they didn't know, what neither of them cared enough to ask, was that the house was mine. After the divorce, Dad transferred ownership into my name. He said it was a way of giving me some security, some control. You'll understand later, he told me. And now I did. I returned a few days later, quiet, calm. They were watching TV. My stepdad looked annoyed. Thought you left. I did, I said, holding up a folder. But I'm back to claim what's mine. What are you talking about? I opened the folder and placed the title deed on the table. My name was right there. Black ink. Clear as crystal. Their silence was immediate. My mom's face drained of color. My stepdad stood up like he was ready to argue, but couldn't find the words. I gave you space, I said. I let you play house, but this is my house now, and I think it's time you two figured things out on your own. You can't be serious, my mom said, her voice cracking. I'm not angry, I said, honestly, but I'm not staying quiet anymore. That night, they packed in a rush. My stepdad avoided eye contact. My mom tried to explain, but it was too late. Funny thing is, once they were gone, the house felt bigger, not emptier. And for the first time in years, it felt like home again.